Let's get more on the market action now with our next guest. Loreen Gilbert is CEO of Wealthwise Financial. Loreen, thank you so much for joining us. I want to jump right into something you mentioned in your notes to us, which was that while 2021 only saw a 5% correction and double-digit equity returns, 2022 will be marked by a double-digit correction in your view, and yet surprising upside equity returns. What do you think is going to be the catalyst for this double-digit correction that you're calling for?
Yeah, well, what we're seeing right now is a repricing of the markets given anticipated rate hikes. So that's what's happening right now. That's going to be the catalyst that's driving down the markets. We think that's swift and will be done with. And as long as the Federal Reserve is on track with the interest rates that we're now expecting, moving from maybe 3 interest rate hikes this year to 4, and we don't see any 50 basis point increases, we keep it to 25 basis points, we still think it's going to be a risk on market. So it's a matter of riding that bull. It's going to be a wild ride, and there will be people who are thrown off the bull and who's going to stay on the bull.
Wild rides are never any fun, especially as you get older. Let's talk about, though, for those of us who are just average investors, if we agree with what you've just shared with us, we know that rate increase is coming, most likely the first one, right, March. I mean, we would all be shocked, but if it came at the January meeting, wow. But if we're looking out 3 months, how do we prepare right now as investors for the correction and then to get back in? Should we be in bonds or should we just be in cash? What do we do?
I think it means being very tactical, Adam. I think it's looking at your fixed income, making sure that there's something like floating rate in the portfolio for those rising interest rates, looking at duration, pulling it back on duration, keeping things shorter term. And on the equity side, being mindful that on the equity side, there is duration risk. And we think that will be repriced in. And then there are these opportunities. So we do see pullbacks like today as investing opportunities.
One of the things that you also note is that alternatives will be a big way to combat rising rates and fixed income exposure. What alternatives to large cap U.S. equities that, of course, have returned pretty robustly over the past year, at least, do you think investors should be looking at as we head now into 2022?
Yeah, I think when we talk about alternatives, a lot of that is looking at what standard deviation is similar to the fixed income markets, where we can add that in to some of the fixed income allocations. So something like merger arbitrage fits that very well. And we think there's a catalyst for merger arbitrage with all the cash that's sitting in corporations that they can be utilizing. So that is one idea. And then looking at other areas like real estate and commodities, which do have higher standard deviations, but are alternatives to straight equities.
How would I take advantage as an investor on mergers and acquisitions? I mean, how do I identify the companies that might be ready to pounce? Or is there, I'm not familiar with, but if there's an ETF that helps fund those kinds of things, where would you direct us?
Yeah, I would direct people to looking at those packaged products and looking at companies that are focused on that. Because, of course, in merger arbitrage, there are winners and losers. And so, you know, they're doing the research on that. So whether it's a mutual fund or an ETF, looking at merger arbitrage as a packaged product.
In terms of geographically, do you still think U.S. equities are perhaps the main place that investors in stock should be looking? Or do you see opportunities internationally as well?
So I think later this year, we're going to see entry points to go into emerging markets and other developed markets around the globe. Right now, we do have an overweight to the U.S. as we continue to be in recovery. And while the European Union is still working things out, when we look at China working out Evergrande and those kinds of stories. So I think keeping the U.S. overweight, but looking for entry points. And where we're looking for is as the dollar somewhat peaks in their strength, in the strength of the dollar, then looking at entering with more dollars in emerging markets.
How would you advise an investor who's taking to heart what you're saying about alternatives and wants to go a more traditional route, like a REIT? Would you want to be looking at residential, where you're going to be kicking off rental income, or would you want to take the risk with commercial, especially as we're still emerging from the pandemic?
Well, I think the area to stay away from still on the real estate side would be office, and so that's going to take a while to recover. So certainly other areas. And in the commercial space, there are many opportunities, whether it's industrial or apartments, Those, by the way, with apartments, you're looking at increased rents. Those are easy to raise over time. So as rental rates go up, that's quite good for your apartment holdings. So those are areas to consider.
All right, Laureen Gilbert, WealthWise Financial CEO, thank you so much for your insight.